Hello and welcome back to Traffic Talks. I'm proud to announce we have finally hit double digits. This is episode 10. I'm really happy about that. Today's topic is habits. I've spoken so teasingly about this episode and I'm so excited to finally record it. Today's podcast is basically going to follow a very specific structure. I'm going to be speaking about habits, a distinction between habits and goals, how to figure out which is which, and how to build habits from then onwards, once you figure out exactly what it is that you want to achieve. Because goals are very different to habits. They each have specific structures and functions. Firstly, getting down to the basics of what they are, and then figuring out how to apply them to your life is what we're going to do today. Not only will I be walking you through that distinction between habits and goals, how to figure out what habits you want to build on, and then how to build them into your day or your life in order to keep them going for the long term. Once we've got that down, we'll move on to how to build the habits and then also how to apply them to your life, and finish off with my experience of my habits that I've been trying to build during this lockdown and be able to carry them beyond the time the lockdown has been lifted, because that is something I'm very excited for. I've already been like, oh, when the lockdown's lifted, I'm doing this. Oh, I can finally go out and do that, because I have literally not left this house for about 4 days plus the lockdown days. So if this is day 20 something, add 3 days to that, and that's how long it's been since I've left the house. So that just gives you an idea of how long I have been cooped up in one place. And I'm not saying I'm going crazy, I'm just saying it'll be fun to leave, because like, it's always that case of, you know, the grass is greener on the other side. Once you can't do something, it's like it's all that you want to do. That's where I am right now. But for the most part, I'm thoroughly enjoying it. Like I said, I've got no issues. Let's jump right into habits. So firstly, there's a huge distinction between habits and goals. So goals are things you wish to achieve. For example, let's say you have 10 books you want to read in a year. That is your goal. With goals, you set a time limit, i.e. the end of the year. You have a way of tracking it. So you can say, okay, I'll track each book that I read and keep it on a page or whatever. That's how you're going to track it. So you've set a time, you've set a limit, end of the year, you've set a duration, and you can maybe even go a step further and say, I want to read a book in a month. For the next few months, maybe a little bit extra each month so that you can get to the full 10, because we have less than 10 months left of this year, which is insane. That's your goal. Okay, your habits are going to be the things that assist in either reaching a goal or maintaining something you already have. This could be you've already maybe read 5 out of your 10 books, but you want to solidify a habit of reading regardless of your goal to read a certain amount of books. So you say, I'm going to read 2 pages a night, maybe more. You set a minimum limit of 4 pages of that book per night in order to get it done, yes, but also to solidify that habit of reading at a specific time. And the thing about habits is you can play around with it. You can set yourself the daily goal of reading those 4 pages, but you can play around with the timing of it. So you can say, I'm getting up early and I'm going to read my first 4 pages and then knock that out for the day. Or you could say, I don't go sleep until I have read those 4 pages. Maybe you can do it on your lunch break. Your building of the habit is going to enhance the way you do things. It's going to help you reach that goal. They are two different things, and you need to make sure that you understand which is which, because that is going to help your approach to achieving your goals through your habits. So habits can be used to achieve goals or maintain goals you already have. So sticking with a book example, you can say, okay, I've read my 4 pages a day, I've done my 10 books for the year, next year I want to read 4 additional books. So your goal for next year would maybe be 14 books, but you didn't properly solidify your habit of reading every day. So you say, I'm setting my alarm, I'm getting up early, and every morning I'm reading 10 pages. And before you know it, if you do it every single day, it becomes a habit that helps you achieve your goal. You are using that habit to maintain your goal that you have set previously and to keep building on it to achieve the next goal. So habits help you achieve your goals, but they aren't goals in and of themselves. They're more like daily to-do lists that you kind of tick off every single day. So that's a difference between habits and goals. Habits help you achieve your goals. Goals in themselves are targets you set. So once we've figured out what our goals are, we can derive daily habits that we can use to achieve those goals. Now, to build habits, there are different ways to go about it. For me, there's basically one of two methods you can choose, or use both of them for different habits. It's up to you. One is habit stacking, or using a building block to achieve that. So, for example, I've wanted to really up my skincare, and one thing I do every single morning is brush my teeth. You get up, go to the bathroom, wash your hands, brush your teeth, wash your face. Immediately after that, it's very easy to just simply do a little bit of extra skincare after washing your face, maybe use toner, moisturizer, something extra. Because you already are in the habit of brushing your teeth and washing your face, adding another step on top of that isn't going to really be difficult because you already have that foundation. It's more about just remembering to tack on that little tail, which does get easier over time if you use a simple reminder or even just like a sticky note, or put it in your way. For example, putting your tube of moisturizer in your little thing where you take your toothbrush out, so that it can just be like, why is this here? Oh yes, I need to put that on my face. Just a little thing to build on a habit you already have going, something you do on autopilot every single day, so that it eventually can become one of those autopiloted habits that you do without fail. Habit stacking is building one habit on top of something you already do, which makes it much easier. Another method of building habit can be, like I previously stated, setting an alarm, making sure that you do something at a specific time every single day without fail by setting one, maybe three alarms, I don't know, having a reminder, getting an app. Like, there are lots of ways of doing it, but it's going to be a bit more difficult. Things tend to be easier in the beginning because it's like, oh, I'm so excited to build this habit. And then by like the middle of the week or the end of the week or like the second week, you're just like, why have I done this to myself? It gets there. Building these habits, like I said, one of two ways: stack it on something you already do, or set an alarm and start that habit on its own. Either way, that's how you're gonna get it done. Habits will eventually form part of your routine. Like I said, with the skincare, brush teeth, wash your face, do an extra step of skincare as you go along. Or, you know, get up early, do that habit first if possible, or set a reminder for before you move on to your next phase in your day, you want to slot something in, set an alarm, remind yourself to do it, get it done. There are sometimes those habits eventually get ingrained into that part of your day till it eventually becomes a routine. And your goal should be to build your routine up to the best that it can be. And sometimes it's not always going to work because life happens. Trust me. As with my job, I had to go from being up at a certain time and out the door to being up even earlier to get out the door, and just it threw my whole day around. It felt like I had swapped everything around, where as I was used to getting up early and doing things in the morning, I had to get up even earlier and prep most of my things at night. So it's not gonna always be the same, which is kind of fun, but that's how you get to see what's essential, what you should be doing, what you want to do, and figuring out how to balance the two. And that is a really important part, because you're going to need to figure out what works for you. If getting up at 5 o'clock every single morning gives you anxiety because you hate it, don't do it. Figure out something else. You'll maybe be more night owl centered. If building this habit or doing something that you think you should be doing, like getting up early, is just going to drive you crazy and give you an anxiety, don't do it. Figure out what works best for you and do that. That's why I say, figure out what goals you want to set for yourself. Figure out the habits that will lead you to achieving your goals and work on it your way. Because the key factor in this is you. Some people prefer to exercise at night. Other people prefer to exercise in the morning. Figure out your thing and then do that. Because that's the only way you're going to get to achieving what you want to achieve. One thing I would definitely recommend is start slow. Don't try and overhaul your life and, oh, tomorrow's a new beginning, it's a new day, new me. No, honey. No. We don't do that. That is asking for trouble. You can't stay up all night till 12 planning your brand new life and then trying to wake up at 5. It's not going to work. Start slow. If you want to start getting up earlier, get up 5 minutes earlier each day because you're going to want to just lay in bed. Set it for 10 minutes earlier, sit up right in your bed and just like try not to fall asleep. Like that is your goal. Like that is your habit. Like get up a little bit earlier every day till your body starts adjusting. Go to sleep earlier, get up earlier, wean yourself into it. This is not something you need to just do immediately. Like relax, ease into it. You've got the time. Reverse engineer your way from where you are to where you want to get to and figure out what habits you'll need to set in place in order to get there. A lot of people are, you know, like I said, I literally just recommended slowly easing your way into things. Unfortunately for you guys, I'm the kind of person who dives in head first. Like there is no sink or swim. You jump in and you swim. You don't sink. You might go under a little, but you'll push your way back up, and that's me, okay? For other people, they like to maybe dip their toe in, get a feel of it, get used to the temperature, slowly ease their way in, wade out into the water, and others like to maybe just observe from the sideline, dip in, come back out, like, you do you. This is your journey, your path, all happening in your time. Do what works for you. And if you aren't ready to start building habits right now, don't. You do you. Not everyone is ready for life's lessons when they come. But when they come, they're going to hit hard. You need to be ready to do certain things. If someone had told me this 5 years ago, I'd been like, no, bye. Thank you, next. Like, no way. So if you aren't ready for it, don't do it. You need to do things in your time. So don't feel rushed if this is not for you. And if it is for you, great. If it's not, even better. You at least know what you don't want. That's one step closer to what you do want. Because life is not about making the right choice every single time. It's about making all the wrong choices until you know what's right. Until you know so much things that you don't want that you eventually know what you do want. And it's a hot mess, but it's what it is, you know? Do things in your own time. And once you do know what you do want, we make the plans. One of my favorite things. They say, having a goal without a plan is a dream. Which is absolutely right. They also say, if you fail to plan, you plan to fail. I love these quotes. Not only because they are good quotes, but they emphasize the point. You need to have a goal. And you need to make a plan which will fall in line with your habits. Okay, so your goal is what you want to achieve. Your habits are the things that are going to help you achieve them. And you need to make a plan so that you can figure out how you're going to track them, how you're going to adjust them if they don't work. You know, have your options laid out, maybe even a reward system in place. But having a plan is important. So you can go old school with pen and paper, draw it out. You can go, you know, not too far back, not too far in the future and get one of those dry erase boards or chalk boards or cork boards, make a vision board. Whatever you do, see your things in front of you. Have them in front of you, have them in your mind's eye, like always be looking at them and be like, that's what I want, that's what I'm doing. That's why I wake up and I go for it. Not only is writing things down important, having a plan is important, but most importantly, tracking these things is important. Having a goal without a plan is a dream. Not writing it down and just having a vision board is also just a dream. Because you need to have something tangible that you can see. Okay, I ticked off these three things today. Tomorrow I'm going to at least try and tick off 4 out of my 8. Or, you know, they make a whole lot of apps. I mean, there's quite a few apps. There's one called, I think, My Routine. where you can literally put down your habits and track them as you go throughout your day. There's one called Habitica, which is a more of a, I think their slogan is like gamify your habits or something like that, and it's really cool. I actually love that one. Not sponsored, just by the way. There is a other few apps that you can do in relation to your habits and goals. For example, if you want to journal more, there's one called, I think, Dailyo, or like some type of daily journaling app. If you want to get into Bible studies, there are quite a few like daily devotional apps. You want to drink more water, there's a water tracker app. Like every single thing that you can think of, there's an app for that. Like that is one of my favorite things. There's an app for that. Like there's no excuses not to do your things. I mean, even Google Calendar has a goals function or habit building function where you can say what your goal is and you can adjust it as you go along. So you can like basically tick it off every single day, and you can customize them to remind you at a certain time, add notes, add links, all sorts of things. So there are so many ways available for you to keep track of it, and being able to see your progress is incredible. So like I said, finding out what works for you and using it. There's an app for that. There are a lot of free apps for things, and if not free, at least a trial period that can get you started. Onto my portion, I wanted to build habits in various aspects of my life, and I've narrowed them down to just a few. I have at one point in time done all of these perfectly every single day, and then I fell off the bandwagon, and then I climbed back on, and then I like stumbled, and it was a hot mess. I want to just get back to doing all of these habits, get them back on the right track, because like I said, I fell off that wagon and I want to put them back in order just so I can have more inner peace, if that makes sense, because I'm feeling very all over the place, like I said in last week's podcast. Getting everything in order for myself, like I said, it's for me, not for anyone else. The first one is tracking my money better, especially my receipts. So I have a A4 folder, and inside I've got 12 dividers, one for each month, and I put my monthly receipts in there. I at one point had a habit of literally every 2 days clearing my receipts from my purse, putting them in order, putting them in an app that I have that like tracks your money. It doesn't link to any bank accounts or anything like that, so it's perfectly safe. It's a really good tracker and it's really secure, which is one of the good things. Like I said, there's an app for that, and I've neglected it so badly. I still have last year's receipts that I haven't added to the app and packed away, and I can literally like feel this monkey on my back trying to, you know, get this mammoth task done. I want to definitely get back into keeping that in order, even though I haven't been spending money during the lockdown. I want to definitely keep better track of that so that when I do come out of lockdown, all my receipts are ready and in order. One of my goals is to save money so that I can buy a house. We spoke about this weeks ago. I want to buy a house by the time I'm 30, and saving and knowing where my money's going now is going to help me to see my pitfalls and stuff. So I definitely want to work on that. How I plan to tackle this habit is to build a habit of catching up on the past few months that I haven't been tracking my information and packing it away, and then slowly adding them to my application so that they can be logged correctly. And once that is done, take stock of what the status is of all my stuff and figure out how I need to proceed forward. I also am extremely grateful that Starbucks has never come to Cape Town, because I would be in such financial ruin if it had, because as you know, I am a coffee person. Thank the Lord that never happened. Another habit I plan on doing is journaling. I used to journal religiously every night, and then I just stopped. I actually started this up again not knowing I was gonna do it, and I didn't journal for like a month and a day, I think. So back into it. I'm doing it at least every second night, which is good. But I want to get back to doing it every single night, because it's a brilliant habit. Like I said, I've been all over the place, so doing that definitely will help me clear my mind better, but also help me sort through a whole bunch of things mentally. My sleep is important, and journaling helps me clear my head so I'm not having rampant thoughts running while trying to get to sleep. And it also helps me figure out a lot of things about myself, from observations to why I'm feeling a certain way, because I can unpack it better, or helping me, you know, rethink judgments about other people. How I plan to put this habit into action is literally something I used to do previously, which is leave a pen and my journal literally next to my bedside on my nightstand. One way to track this habit is actually every single day I use a new page and I just write the date on top of the page, which is why I can easily just flip back. Oh, yesterday was this date. That was when I last journaled. So that's how I can keep track of it. Another habit I want to do is reading before bed. I used to be an avid reader. I fell off the wagon and I just didn't get back on. So I've been reading the past few weeks, slowly but surely. It's such a good book. But I'll get into that another time. But I love reading. I love books. I've got two bookshelves stacked with books. I plan on going to the Bargain Books Warehouse sale when they have it, once this stupid ban has been lifted on the lockdown. And I already have like so many titles I want to buy, so many authors I've discovered that I want to get. So I want to read a lot of books now and make space for those books. So I've just gotten back into reading at night. I had a habit of journaling first to get all my thoughts out of my head, get everything off my chest. I'd meditate before I journal so that I could have all my wild thoughts at the forefront, journal out all those thoughts, have my mind completely empty, and then sit and read and then fall asleep. I have an application called Goodreads, which allows you to make a profile, set a target of how many books you want to read in a year, and then keep track of those books that you've read, and you update your progress in those books, which kind of helps you keep track of it. So you don't need a separate application for that. Sleep is a habit that I've been obsessed with for this past year, because sleep is very important to me, especially because, as I mentioned previously, if I don't sleep well, my immune system takes a knock and I'm useless. So definitely focusing on my sleep. This habit is something I plan on building by just being more strict about my technology usage, because I am on my computer from 8 till 5 for work, and then afterwards I am on my phone, I'm watching TV, like there's a lot of technology, and maybe I'm even on my laptop. So there's a lot of technology and blue light and stuff that goes into your eyes but affects you afterwards without you realizing it. So I've definitely been more strict on habits surrounding my sleep, building a good evening habit, making sure that my room is the right environment and there aren't things that are going to keep me awake. And the way I track my sleep is I have a Fitbit, it's the Versa 2. My Fitbit tracks my sleep, my heart rate, everything. So I have all my stats on my application, whether it's on my laptop or my phone. I can pull it up and see what's going on. And that is important to me, so I can track how I slept, my quality of sleep, how many hours of sleep I got down to the minute. That's what I plan on tracking, because it's very important to me. One thing I also want to get back into is yoga. So I was doing yoga 4 times a week, and I haven't done it often since this lockdown, and that is sad. Getting back into yoga is something I definitely want to do. It was definitely something that helps my mental clarity and my focus, but it's also something that helps me challenge myself and push my physical limits. I have a yoga mat and yoga blocks, and I've been able to flow my way through them. So I definitely want to get back into that for myself. And I plan on just tracking it simply by having a little Google goal thing in my calendar that's just yoga every day. So that is something I definitely plan on tracking with that. One thing I have focused on during the lockdown specifically is skincare, which is something I've never really focused on ever in my life. I want to shout out to my friend who took me on holiday last year and showed me her skincare, and that actually inspired me to get my own skincare routine going. So shout out to you. She definitely inspired me to focus on my skin. I've incorporated it, like my example in the beginning, to doing it after I brush my teeth. I simply do the skincare, the wash, the toner, the lotion, and at night as well. It's not a very extensive routine. It's basically like a face wash, a toner, and then a morning or a night cream depending, and that's it. Nothing crazy, nothing extensive. I'll do a face mask every once in a while, but that is something I definitely want to work on for the future. It's something I plan on tracking by basically, like I said, Google goal. And another thing that I want to work on is actually just relaxing. I always tend to have something to do, which may not always be the best thing, but it is definitely something I'm working on. It's because there's a difference, as I said, between busy work and productive work. And I've just kept myself busy and not productive. So I definitely want to focus on balancing the two, because we have busy work that we need to do and productive work that we want to do. But also there's a fine line, and relaxation is in between the two. I don't really take time to relax. So relaxing is definitely something I want to work on. I want to pick a series, watch one episode a day. That's going to be my relaxing time. And that's that. That's how I plan on doing that. I have an application. That sounds weird. I have an application called Series Guide. It's basically a purple box with like a tick in it. It keeps track of all the TV series, movies, things and stuff coming out on TV. So you can kind of like keep track of it. It even does, I think, Netflix and Hulu and all those streaming services. So you can like just search for the series you like, tap to follow it, and then it'll like give you updates. But it can also, like, if you watch the episode, you can tick which episode you've watched. So you know, like, oh, I've seen that episode. Oh, I haven't seen that one yet. And so I plan on picking a series and then watching each episode and ticking it off. And that's how I plan on keeping track of it. Those are the habits I want to work on. Those are how I plan to work on them. That's how I plan on tracking the habits, using various applications or Habitica, or honestly just the good old tick it off on a page kind of system. One thing I'd also recommend you do once you figure out everything is find a public platform to announce it on. If you aren't a social media person much like I am, have someone to keep you accountable. This podcast is keeping me accountable. Like, I'm gonna update you guys in like a month or so. I'll pull up my stats if need be, but like, have something or someone to keep you accountable for your actions. Having someone to hold you accountable, or have a reward or something like that in place, really helps. And try not to make it negative. So if you are going to do something monetary, tell a friend to maybe hold some money for you. And if you achieve your goals, your friend gets to give you the money back. If you don't achieve the goals, your friend has to go give it to a charity or something like that. Because sometimes your friend will be like, oh, shame, you didn't achieve your goals. You gave me money. Let's go spoil ourselves with this thing, which is not good. Figure out the system. Make it a positive reward system, not a negative reward system. And tackle your goals, people. Tackle them through habits. Start small. Build it up. Because the future you will thank past you for doing this. Imagine yourself a year from now, not in a lockdown, living your best life, thanking the past you for the things they started. Doing a little bit of home exercise, drinking your water, taking care of your skin, putting away some money, figuring something out. Even if it takes you 2 years, 3 years, 5 years to build these habits to achieve your goals, you're moving forward. You're not standing still and you're not going back. That is a good thing. So take it slowly. Don't try and do everything at once. Have someone to hold you accountable. Work on it slowly and don't try and do them all in one go. Even if you figure out you want to start working on 10 habits, start with just incorporating one this week and see how it goes. Maybe work on it till the next week. Do things at your pace. I'm a person who likes to dive in head first. Most people aren't. Don't. Do it at your pace. The one song I want to recommend for this week is Let's Get It Started by the Black Eyed Peas. Take that song, blast it wherever you are, and start. Go for it. Hit the ground running and keep going. You're going to trip. You're going to stumble. You may fall. But you know what we do when we fall? We get up. And we keep going. Sometimes we need to just like, I'm going to need a minute. But then you get your breath. You wipe the blood off. And you keep going. we are tough. Not built for tough. We are just tough. And you can do this. So let's get it going, people. Let's kill it this week. And slay. Okay? Slay. Love you guys. I'll see you in my next podcast. Enjoy your week. Love you. Bye.